But right now, I've got some in-studio guests. Coming up this weekend, folks, it is prom weekend. So if you see people walking around with gowns and tuxedos and the like, it is prom. And we have some folks with us from Northfield's Healthy Community Initiative. We have Malia Folland. Good morning, Malia. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Thank you so much for coming in.
Is that better?
There we go.
There we go. The mic was off. All right. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. And also representing the one of the students from the Alliance for Substance Abuse Prevention. That's a mouthful. We have Carter Steenblok. Carter, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right. Do you get out of school for this? Or?
No, not really.
It's a late start Wednesday, so he's
oh, it is.
Missing school.
All right. Perfect. Yeah. Coming up this weekend, it is prom, and prom is one of those events that happen during high school that you take with you for the rest of your life. It really kind of sticks around for the rest of your life. You'll have memories of it. But you're here to remind people to be safe. And Leo, we'll let you kind of start off.
Yeah, so we really think about it at the Alliance for Substance Abuse Prevention. We really think about this as kind of our spring celebration season. You know, it's kind of kicks off with prom, runs through graduation, all of the graduation parties. And there's so much to celebrate during this time of year. And we understand that desire to really be out with your friends and be celebrating and having a great time, and we just want to remind students that they really want to be careful and be safe. Our campaign slogan is "Be safe, be sober," and it's interesting. Roughly 1/3 of all alcohol-related teen traffic fatalities occur between that April and the really beginning of June, and so it's a time when students maybe get caught up in something. And so we just want to remind them about being really careful about what they're doing, who they're choosing to get in a car with, when they choose to get in a car.
All right. And we'll move things over to Carter here. Carter, tell us a little bit about your involvement and what you have been doing in regards to the prevention of substance abuse and the prom.
So I'm kind of like one of the students on our board, and we just kind of help get a different perspective in on some of the problems that are going on. And then at school, for the Be Safe, Be Sober campaign, we table between the cafeterias and we ask kids to sign a pledge saying they'll be safe, be sober, make smart choices over the entirety of the spring season.
Have you had pretty good response with that? Have the students been receptive?
Yeah, they have been. We've gotten a lot of pledges signed. It's quite an incentive. We got bracelets, stickers, candy, light up cars. Lots of kids love them.
Light up car keychains. Not whole cars, keychains.
Let's talk about some of the activities that will be going on. The students, the attendees to the prom, will have a lot of entertainment options and a lot of fun that doesn't involve alcohol. What all is going to be going on this Saturday?
Well, I know a lot of kids, they go to dinner, they take photos, do a lot of stuff with their friends. We have the grand march happening. And then we're having prom at, where is it?
It's at Castle Rock Gardens, I think, is this year.
Okay,
so
yeah.
It's further, a little bit further out of town. So they're encouraging students to either get dropped off or carpool because there is a limit in parking there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a little north of town.
Mm-hmm.
And then after prom is the after prom party.
Yeah.
Is that still at the bowling alley, or
no?
Or is that at?
It's at the Dundas Dome.
Dundas Dome. All right. What kind of activities will they be having there?
They have. Last year when I went, they had like a trap shooting video game. They had. They had poker and blackjack.
Mm-hmm.
A bouncy house, like race course, and then just a bunch of like random games spread out throughout the entire dome.
Is a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
It sounds like a lot.
Did they have the hypnotist last year?
They did
year?
Have the hypnotist last
oh.
year.
The hypnotist has been a long, I don't know how long it's been a staple at prom, but I don't know. I know a lot of students who have gone to assemblies and stuff with the hypnotist, and that's always a popular thing.
Yeah. So the after prom party runs from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m., and as Carter said, it's at the Dome, and any junior or senior is welcome to attend, whether they attended the prom or not.
All right.
So it's open to everyone. It's $5 to get in. But then after that, there's food and games. As
and
Carter said.
That goes on into the wee hours of the morning, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, 2 a.m. And it's a it's one of those parties where you're free to leave at any time, but once you leave, you can't come back in. Mm-hmm. So,
all right. Yeah. What else do we need to know about the prom or the efforts of the Alliance for Substance Abuse Prevention?
Well, as I said, this is really kind of our kickoff. The Be Safe, Be Sober campaign is the kickoff to this spring celebration season. We also want to remind parents, as they're hosting parties, graduation parties, that the city of Northfield does have a social host ordinance. And so it's against the law to provide a place where any youth can access alcohol or drugs. And so that's our social host ordinance here in the city of Northfield. And it's all in Rice County as well. And so we are sending out postcards encouraging parents to talk to their teens to make sure that their teens have a plan on how they approach this season and when they need to call. The statistics are pretty amazing. There's a statistic out there that says 85% of teens will say that they will get in a car with someone they know that's been drinking before calling their parents because they're afraid of getting in trouble. And so at the Alliance for Substance Abuse Prevention, we just really encourage families to have those conversations beforehand and say, you know, we want you to be safe, so call us and we'll talk about consequences later, but your safety is our highest priority. So we're doing that, and then a letter goes out, it's signed by our chief of police and our superintendent, just reminding parents about this season. So.
And we were talking to Carter before we went on the air, and this is your senior year. So you've only got you're looking at the finish line, just a couple of months off, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's a good time not to get in trouble. Enjoy yourself and have fun. And do you have plans for after high school?
Yeah, I plan to attend Gustavus Adolphus College in St. Peter, and I'm gonna run cross country and track.
All right. Well, best of luck to you.
Thanks.
All right. Anything else, Malia?
No, I think we just want to thank the high school administration for allowing us to run this campaign in the school. We're appreciative of their support. We're thankful to the volunteers that put on the after prom party and all of the work that goes into that. And we know that it's a community-wide effort to keep our students safe and moving in the right direction this season. So we're really grateful.
All right. Thank you, too, for coming in. Have a great time at the prom. Malia, do you get to go to the prom? Or
I don't get to go to the prom this year. I think I think prom years are in my rearview mirror these days.
Okay. Well, we wish you the best of luck. And Carter, thank you so much for coming in. And have a great time at the prom.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
That's Malia Fallon from Northfield's Healthy Community Initiative and Carter Steenblok from Northfield High School and representing the Alliance for Substance